Welcome to FHSU Tilt Talk, a podcast about educational technologies, teaching and learning, scholarly research and service, hosted by Teaching Innovation and Learning Technology staff.
Welcome back to What's New in Ultra Tilted, your monthly guide to all the latest and greatest in Blackboard Ultra. I'm Thomas Matthews Horn.
And I'm Danny Riley. Episode 11, covering the March 2026 release, version 4000.10, and this is a feature pack month.
It really is. We've got improvements across communication, file handling, assessments, and some exciting AI integration. Where should we start, Danny?
Let's kick off with something that's going to make the course communication so much cleaner, the enhanced threading experiences in course messages.
Oh, this addresses one of my biggest frustrations. Course messages have always felt a bit chaotic when trying to follow conversations.
Right. So now course messages automatically organizes new messages into existing conversations or creates a new thread when needed. No more hunting through fragmented message chains, trying to piece together a conversation.
And they removed reply blocking to make this work better?
Exactly. Plus, the rich text editor and send button now persists across mobile and handheld devices. So whether you are responding on your laptop or your phone, you get the same consistent experience.
That mobile improvement is huge. I cannot tell you how many times I've started a message on my phone and then had to finish it on my computer because the mobile interface was limiting.
No more switching devices mid-conversation. Now let's talk about something that's going to make submitting large assignments much less stressful.
The file size limit is increased from what, like 10 megabytes to 25?
That's right. SafeAssign now supports submissions of up to 25 megabytes. This is going to reduce so many submission failures, especially for students submitting documents with complex formatting, embedded images, or multimedia elements.
I'm thinking about those capstone projects, design portfolios, research papers with lots of figures. 25 megabytes gives students much more breathing room.
And they mentioned that direct submit support for 25 megabytes is coming in April, so instructors who use that tool will get the same benefit soon.
Nice continuity. Now let's talk about discussions getting more flexible with dual participation requirements.
This is thoughtful. Instructors can now set up two distinct due dates with separate participation requirements for discussions.
Can you give me an example of how that might work?
Sure. So you could have an initial post due by Wednesday with a requirement of one substantive post, and then replies due by Friday with a requirement of responding to at least two classmates.
That's so much clearer than just saying, participate throughout the week. Students know exactly what is expected and when.
Right. And students get transparent progress tracking so they can see how they are doing against both sets of requirements. So no more guessing if they have met participation expectations.
I love structured discussions. They tend to generate much more and much better conversation quality and set clear expectations for students. Speaking of assessments, there is an interesting change to the question title field.
Yes, so the question title field now only appears when the metadata option is enabled. This prevents instructors from accidentally entering titles when they just want to write question text.
That makes so much sense. I've seen faculty get confused about when they need a title versus when they just need the question content.
Exactly. It's one of those small interface changes that prevents common mistakes. Now, here is something exciting: AI-generated knowledge checks.
Wait, AI can now create knowledge checks based on document content?
That's right. So when you're creating documents, you can have AI generate multiple choice knowledge checks based on the content in the document or other selected course items.
That is incredible for reinforcing key concepts right where students are reading about them. No more creating separate quizzes. The comprehension check is embedded right in the material.
And instructors have full control. The AI generates options, but you choose which ones to use and can edit them as needed. The manual workflow is still there if you prefer to create your own.
It's the best of both worlds. Quick generation with instructor oversight. What about the partial credit changes for multiple choice questions?
Another flexibility improvement. So partial credit values no longer need to total 100%. If you want to give 25% for one answer and 50% for another without worrying about the math adding up perfectly, you can.
That's going to make complex scoring scenarios much easier. Sometimes the correct answers aren't equally correct, and now you can reflect that in your scoring.
Right. The system still provides warnings to help guide you, but it will not block your setup if you know what you're doing.
That's smart. Now there's this new anonymous grading option that caught my eye.
Anonymous grading by question and flexible grading. This is huge for reducing grading bias.
So how does it work?
In question view, student names, avatars, and IDs are replaced with anonymous identifiers. So you are grading based purely on the response content, not who submitted it.
That's fantastic for essay questions, short answers, anything where unconscious bias might creep in. You're just seeing student A, student B instead of actual names.
And all the functionality you are used to in question view is still there. It is just anonymous. You can still leave feedback, use rubrics, everything.
Research shows that anonymous grading can lead to more equitable outcomes. So this is a valuable option. Now, what about this metadata analysis in SafeAssign reports?
This is interesting. SafeAssign now includes a new metadata analysis layer in addition to traditional text matching. There's a document properties section that provides contextual insights.
What kind of contextual insights are we talking about?
The release notes do not provide specifics, but metadata analysis typically examines patterns in document creation, editing history, and structural elements that may indicate the origin or authenticity of content.
So it's not just, does this text match other sources, but also, does this document's creation pattern suggest academic integrity concerns?
Exactly. It adds another layer of sophistication to originality detection while still maintaining the text matching functionality that instructors rely on.
That's so cool. I'm going to add as a note that I used to waste so much time opening the original Word documents that students submitted and using Words features to like go through all the settings and see how long they'd spent writing and doing all that. And it's cool to see something that does this automatically. So Danny, looking at all these March updates, what is your overall impression?
So this release feels like it's all about refinement and sophistication. Better communication threading, more flexible discussions, AI-assisted content creation, much more nuanced grading options.
I agree. Each feature adds sophistication without adding complexity. The AI knowledge checks generate automatically, but you still have control. Anonymous grading is available, but optional. Flexible, partial credit, but with helpful warnings.
It is that powerful but not overwhelming approach that I really appreciate. These tools can help you do more sophisticated things, but they don't force you to change how you teach.
Well said. And the file size increase is just a practical improvement that will prevent headaches. Sometimes the best features are the ones that remove barriers.
Absolutely. Now, where can our listeners go to learn more about all these March features?
Well, I mean, tigerlearn.fhsu.edu remains your hub for everything Blackboard Ultra at Fort Hays.
And links to the Blackboard open office hours where they walk everyone through many of these features hands-on.
And don't forget about the Anthology community and idea exchange to connect with other users and share how you are implementing these features and any suggestions you want Blackboard to have for improvement.
Well, that is episode 11 of What's New in Ultra Tilted. March 2026 brings us AI assistance, communication improvements, and more flexible assessment options.
I'm particularly excited about those AI-generated knowledge checks. Mm-hmm. Possibilities for embedded comprehension checking are exciting.
And the anonymous grading option is going to help so many instructors grade more equitably. Really valuable additions this month.
Great. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll be back next month with whatever April has in store.
Until then, happy spring semester and enjoy exploring these new features.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of FHSU Tilt Talk. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, and check us out on the Tigerlearn blog or the Tilt social media pages for updates. We'll see you next time.